Living Roots Oroville Integral Sustainability is a university-accredited study abroad program in sustainable studies. Founded in 1999 with the goal of giving students an experiential learning environment in communities striving toward sustainable lifestyles, Living Roots now has programs in over 8 countries. After a 13-year relationship with the Oroville community, I decided to ask a few of this year's current participants what Living Roots means to them today. So here I am with Ethan, one of the instructors for this year's semester with Living Roots. So Ethan, can you just tell me a little bit about what Living Roots is as a program?
Sure. Living Roots is a experiential-based study abroad program in sustainability that uses the eco-village or the eco-village model and the community of Oroville as our campus, and basically base our program and all our studies in the context of that community, of this community, and also in India as well. Mm-hmm. So we focus on the ideas of sustainability from a personal and an individual level, the communal level, the spiritual level, and so our classes, which cover kind of global to local sustainability, as well as body, mind, spirit, and group dynamics. Those are the three central courses, as well as a applied sustainability course, which is more of an internship that students do each semester in a chosen area, whether that be a farm or a school. So there are 4 courses for the program. And those really do, it's called Integral Sustainability in Oroville, our program. So they all really do merge together, and kind of we try to weave connective concepts throughout.
Wonderful. And thus far, what's been your favorite part of being an instructor for Living Roots?
I really like working with the students that come. It's both individually and as a group. I've studied a lot of group dynamics and community studies, so I work on creating a learning community, and so introducing that idea to students and seeing how much they get out of it, as well as working individually with students on what kind of helping them find what they want to do in the world to help bring positive environmental and social change, or really whatever inspires them for their work in the world. That's the exciting part, and then working on that group level too, to see what a group, a small group, can create. And then also just, it's really exciting to kind of see how students use their experiences in Oroville to really change within themselves and learn a great deal. So sometimes I don't feel like a teacher, and more of just kind of helping students experience this place and being a bit of a guide, which is fun and exciting.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So here I am with one of my fellow students, Becca. And Becca, first tell me, why did you decide to study abroad with Living Roots?
Well, I came across Living Roots in an obscure way, not through my school, but actually just on a website called StumbleUpon. And I've been planning on studying abroad somewhere, but I hadn't really found a program that was really that I really liked, or like really had an intuition about. So when I saw Living Roots, I instantly liked it, and I knew somewhere in my life I'd come to India. Maybe I came a little bit sooner than I thought, but I'm glad I'm here.
Great. And what's been your favorite part so far about the program?
My favorite part, I guess it's my peers that are enjoy sharing this experience with me, because we're experiencing so much. We've only been here for about like a little over 2 weeks, and it's nice to be able to discuss that with someone else who's sharing that same experience, but maybe in a different way. And also the food here is pretty great. So yeah. I think those are my 2 favorite things, people and food.
Great. Thanks, Becca.
Yeah, no problem, Becca.
So here I am with another one of my classmates, Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Becca.
So, Emily, what would you say are the... What resonates with you most when it comes to the Living Roots curriculum and ideals that they uphold?
I guess a lot of what sticks with me with Living Roots is the fact that a lot of the classes are really open and discussion-based, mm-hmm. and we kind of get to express our thoughts freely and go about it in that way, and even like with the readings and the way that we go about things is kind of like, you can do this, and even if you don't do it, just talk to us about it, and, you know, it's... I feel a lot less pressure, maybe even to complete things, but not even a bad way, because you want to complete it, because there's mm-hmm. less of this pressure.
Pressure as a student?
Well, I guess when I say pressure, I mean in the context of, like, when I'm home and class is there, I feel like there is this stress and there is this pressure mm-hmm. in the sense to complete things, because you know that you're going to get a grade out of it, and you know that mm-hmm. you're going to have this teacher again, and they're going to maybe look down on you in a different light. But then here, there isn't really that sense, because even the grades are kind of loose in the way that we're basing our grades off of that. And I guess I like how that's structured in the class setting. And then also with the service learning, I feel like the things that we talk about within the classes, we're actually being able to utilize, and we're putting that to work. And I guess even visions that we might have for our future, we get to have this hands-on experience, as opposed to just having it be in a class and being a hypothetical situation.
Great. So if there was anything that you could maybe change about Living Roots as a program, or you know, something that you would do if you were in charge of the program, what would that be?
I guess the downfall, or maybe not even the downfall, but I guess a delta or a changing point of the program would be the way it's scheduled, because I feel like a lot of things that we're doing are really precise and really scheduled out, and I feel like there's a lot less freedom than what I originally sought after in the program. Like, there's freedom within the classroom and within what you choose to gain from this experience, mm-hmm. but then we get a lot of things chosen for us, kind of like, you know, where our home stays are going to be, or, I mean, community stays, who we travel with. Not that it's a bad thing, because within a community, you kind of have to work with that. Mm-hmm. But also within a community, it's kind of like being able to decide what is best for you and what is best for the community. And I think that was kind of skimmed over, and we didn't really get that choice in some things. So that could definitely be improved upon.
Great. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Emily.
Thank you, Becca.
All right. So here I am with my friend Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Sam, a question for you. So what do you hope to gain from this program and being here with Living Roots?
Well, I decided to go with Living Roots as a program because I knew that I'd get a better and deeper understanding of the culture, as opposed to just traveling here on my own, you know, traveling with a group and with the teachers with us all the time, and them taking us to these places and with tour guides already established. I feel like I'm learning more and getting deeper into the culture than I would on my own. I'm really glad that, you know, you kind of come in with a built-in community and everyone's pretty much in the same boat of not really, and being in a new place and sort of unsure of what's happening, and you kind of come together and bond through living together. I am also really excited because I'm an environmental studies major at the University of Vermont in the United States, and considering environmental issues in the United States versus environmental issues in India are very different, and it's really nice to get sort of a closer understanding, sort of being here, you know, seeing them up front and talking to people about them rather than just from reading about them in textbooks.
Like a hands-on learning experience.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really interested in farming, and, you know, I've visited a few farms in, you know, in farming organically without the use of pesticides on a smaller scale, and I've visited a few farms in the U.S., and then it's been really nice, and I'm doing my service learning project at Windara Farm here in Oroville, and it's been really cool so far to see the several different farms and to see the how connected the farmers seem to be with their environment and, you know, with the plants and incorporating them in a natural way so that they're not using any chemicals on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And there are farmers that do that in the United States, too. It's just really interesting to see the differences and also the similarities between the two.
Great. And as far as living in an eco-village, do you think that's going to have any impact on your decisions in the future?
Yeah, it definitely is. After seeing this community, it definitely makes me want to, you know, look at other eco-villages and consider living in one in my future. I think the community aspect and, you know, everyone coming together, everyone bringing something different to the table, but also coming together with the same mindset of community and environmental values and living in a way that's ecologically friendly, that really appeals to me. So,
great. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem.
Okay, so now I'm with another one of my classmates, Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hi.
Anthony, so tell me, Living Roots, there's a big focus on sustainability and, you know, environmental studies with this program, living in an eco-village, but there's also a component of spirituality that's integrated into this program. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that, what that means to you.
Okay. Well, Oroville is, you know, considered by some to be an eco-village, but obviously there's a lot more that goes into Oroville and that went into its founding than just the idea of environmental sustainability and kind of new technology. You know, it was founded with the idea of realizing and actualizing human unity, and that sort of spiritual outlook is integrated really deeply within the environmental sustainability program that we've been learning about, and the general vibe of this community. And for me, I think what has really been highlighted is the fact that in order for our world to transition to a more sustainable kind of existence, we're going to have a general shift in paradigm, you know, away from competition and towards cooperation. And that will require a realization of the connectedness and the dependence that we have on the world around us, and not just the human world, but the entire world. And it really revolves around this idea of unity. And until we have that sort of awakening, we'll continue to act, we'll largely continue to act in the same ways that we have, which are in order to sort of satisfy our desires or quench our fears or simply support our own limited existence or the circle of people around us. And if we can't expand that kind of compassion towards, you know, the rest of the world and do so through some kind of spiritual realization, then our environmental efforts and all the technologies that are put forth here might never be able to come to fruit elsewhere.
Right. So therefore, how do you think Living Roots supports this idea?
Well, I think the main tenet of it for Living Roots and perhaps all around Oroville is this constant, honest questioning that we have to do. We have to look within ourselves, and we have to ask questions that we might have asked before, but never in a way that we expected or searched for answers that were deeper than the ones that we've sort of been told or led to believe in the past. Mm-hmm. And these questions, they cover areas such as where does my happiness come from, or who am I, or what is my meaning here? And if you look at the environmental element of it, it's almost as if we as humanity and individuals are trying to find a niche in our biosphere. Whereas before we felt that the rest of the world was a utility or tool with which we could work, now we realize that we are sort of one species within this ecosystem that we have to actually find a niche within and create some kind of harmony between.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.